Mikvos Paragalef Mishnah Aleph Lezecher Nishmas Shraga Feibel Ben Michol Tzvi. The Masechta of Mikvos deals with the idea of somebody or something that becomes Tameh and needs to be immersed in a mikvah to become Tahar. The actual references to mikvah in the Torah are very few and far between. It says in Sefer Vayikra Brachatz B'mayim is called Besoro that when a person has to be Tevel, he will wash all of the flesh of his body in the water, which means all of his body has to be covered by the water, which the Chachamim then take to mean that you need a quantity, a volume of 40 sa'ah worth of water in order for the person to be purified. It also says in Vayikra that it says, Ach ma'ayon ubar mikvei mayim yiyeh tahor. Only a spring and a bar, a pit full of water, a cistern, a mikvah, the word mikvah actually means a gathering, of water, only then will ritual purity arrive. So this 40 sa'ah is the requirement for a mikvah. There are later on conversations in the Masechta about mayim she'uvim, the difference between naturally falling water or water that is in the mikvah and drawn water, which is poured into it from a keli, which can become an issue as we will see. The 40 sa'ah worth of water in modern measurements is considered to be, depending upon which measurement you go with, 200 gallons of water to about 250 gallons of water in order for a mikvah to be a kosher mikvah. Now, the Masechta begins, Sheish ma'alos b'mikvahos. There are six levels, six grades when it comes to a mikvah that can purify, zo l'ma'alam izu, starting from the lowest level and going from one up to six, I suppose, we could say is our scale. Vizola malamizu, and each successive one has an additional level of positivity that the one before it didn't have. So the lowest level, number one, is less than number two, which is less than number three, with number six having benefits beyond all of them. And the first several Mishnayos go through these six levels. The first level is described in the first Mishnah as megivaim, water in a pool. Make Givayim from the word Geva, which appears in Sefer Yeshayahu, is a ditch that has less than 40 sa'ah of rainwater gathered in it. So it lacks the status of a mikvah when it comes to purifying somebody because it doesn't have enough water. But the pool itself, because it's a ditch made out of the ground itself, is not Makabel Tumah because the water is on the ground. And the ground is not Makabel Tumah, it's a permanent geographical feature. And the water that's in that ditch is insusceptible, not susceptible to becoming Tameh, because it is considered connected to the ground. If a person scoops water out of that ditch, out of that natural pond, then by putting it into a container, then it can become Tameh like any other liquid can become Tameh. As long as it is still in the ditch, however, it is considered connected to the ground. If he is not interested in detaching it and putting it into a container, then it's not going to be Makabel Tumah. So the Mishnah goes on to explain, Shasa Tame. If a Tame person drank water from this Megivayim, and because he was Tame, he was purposely taking water out. He was drinking it up. And that means that the water becomes tame because it contacted him and his mouth. Then, if a droplet falls out, it goes back into the pool, and that drop of water remains tame. Since it became detached and it was connected to his body for a moment, that is now a tame drop of water. So then, if after he finishes drinking, b'shasa tahar, a tahar person comes over to the pool and he takes a drink from that same spot in the pool, then the tahar person becomes, says the Mishnah, tame. He becomes impurified and he will disqualify truma by him being a sheni and causing the truma to become a shlishi. So the drop affects all the liquid in his mouth, and we assume halakhically that when the Tahar guy drank from the pool as the second person, he brought that drop with him. And so as a result, it conveys Tumah to him as well. On the other hand, Shasa Tameh Umile Bechli Tahar, if a Tameh person drank the pool water and a droplet fell back, and we assume then that that drop is somehow floating around in the water, Tameh. Remember that the water, rest of the water in the pool is not Tameh because it's insusceptible to becoming Tameh. It's still connected to the ground. So then, a Tahar person takes a container and takes water out of the pool, out of the pond. So the Tamei person drank, a droplet falls back in. Then a Tahar person takes a Kli Tahar and scoops up water. We assume that the Tamei drop went into the container. And as a result, Tamei, the Keli, becomes Tamei, because we then say that the Tamei drop was detached from the water that's in the pool, and it makes the Keli Tamei. Impure liquids, Tamei liquids, make Kalim Tamei as well, and so even that one drop makes everything Tamei. Shasa Tamei v'nofal kikar shel truma. What if a Tamei person drank from the pool water again with the assumption that the drop fell or impacted his lip and fell back into the water, and then a loaf of truma falls into the water that used to be Tahar, then if im heidiach, a Tahar person rinsed the loaf in the water, then the loaf of truma bread becomes Tamei. Then lo heidiach Tahar. But if he did not rinse it, then the loaf remains pure. What we say is, by using the water to rinse the Tahar loaf, he's showing that he's interested in the water. By showing that he's interested in the water, he detaches it from the ground. By detaching it from the ground, we assume that the Tamei drop is now on top of the Truma loaf, and so it becomes Tamei. On the other hand, if he didn't rinse it, he just dropped it, and then he lifts it out of the water, maybe the Tamei drop came along with it, but it wasn't his Kavana, then we see that the loaf of bread, the Kikar Truma, remains Tahar. What we say in this case is that we've left behind the concept of the Tamei drop and the Tahar drop, and instead we have the idea of Batal Barov. We say that since he didn't have any kavana to use the water, since it was a complete accident that the bread fell in and it wasn't his intent in order to use the water, so the one drop that is Tamei is Batal, is nullified by the larger quantity of water that's in the pool, and so it doesn't affect the Kikar. So we see that there's several issues at play here. What kind of collection of water we are talking about? Is it still attached to the ground or not? What's the kavana of the person when they take water out, and what happens when they use that water for any given purpose? Mishnah Beis, Milei Bechli Tamei V'Shasa Tahar. Still talking about the idea of the small pool of water, the pond, less than 40 sa'a. It is considered Tahar, but it's the lowest level of Tahar water. And as long as it's attached to the ground, it is considered Tahar because the ground nullifies Tuma. Milei Bechli Tamei V'Shasa Tahar. But he drew out water from the pool with a keli that was Tamei. Unlike the first Mishnah where a Tamei guy drank and then dripped back in this case the keli was Tamei, and then he drew water out, he scooped water out, b'shasa tahar, then a tahar person comes and drinks from the same place in that pool, the tahar person becomes Tamei. Because again, the Tamei keli might have spilled a little water back into the pool, and as a result, once he detaches it again, once he drinks it again, he sucks that tumah up. Milei bechli tamei umilei bechli tahar. What if instead of one scooping and one drinking, first he scooped up water with a tamei keli, then another person comes and scoops up water from a tahar keli, then in such a case, it becomes tamei again. Now the keli becomes tamei because he may have drawn in some of the tamei water that had been poured accidentally out of that Tamei vessel. Milei bechli tamei v'nafal kikar shel truma. Parallel to the first Mishnah, if he used a kli tamei to pull water out, maybe a little bit drip back in, and then a loaf of truma bread falls in hei diach tamei. If he showed by his intent, like in the first Mishnah, that he wanted to rinse it, then the kikar truma becomes tamei, because we say that the mixture of the tamei water and the tahar water was present when he rinsed off the loaf. V'vim lo hei diach. But if he just pulls the loaf out without intending to rinse it, and his kavana was not to use the water, then tahar, then the loaf of truma bread remains tahar. So even though one case was with a guy, tamei guy who drank, and one case is with a tamei keli that scooped out water, the halachos are identical.